not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show. Yozalot is officially in the building, baby. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a holiday special of the Mookie Mel Show. Thank y'all for being patient with us during this little hiatus and enjoying your family during this break we've been taking due to the holidays so everyone can enjoy their family, their loved ones, and even get some time to get yourself back together. But Jigaman and I did want to make sure we gave a product to our loyal fan base so far. We greatly appreciate y'all. We've been receiving a few donations still. We still have that match up to $500 from an anonymous donor. So please continue to give if you can. If not, we understand. We know, as Justice said, you know, gift giving can be a bit financially taxing or tactical tolling. We'll say financially tolling. But again, please continue to give if you can on any web browser through the Podomatic app. The PayPal link is right there. But let's jump right into it. I'm going to have a short episode today talking about what is home and where is home and how do you consider where home is, especially during the holiday time. It can be a bit confusing if you're at home when you're somewhere unfamiliar. So I wanted to kind of bring that to y'all's attention, my attention, address the elephant in the room during the holiday season. So home. What is considered to be home? It's home where the heart is. It's home where your family is. It's home where you grew up from until, let's say, 13. It's home where you work now. And I think understanding where home is can be confusing. I'll give a little background on my story personally. Growing up, I've bounced around throughout the Northeast, the Midwest, and the South of the United States. A good majority of my life, I was born in Philadelphia. Then I moved to Dallas. Then I moved to Denver. Then I moved to Iowa. Then I moved to Connecticut. Then back to Dallas. Then I went to prep school in New Jersey and then in Maine. Then in Connecticut. Then I went to college back in Dallas. Then I transferred and finished my undergraduate degree in Boston. Then I came back to Texas, to San Antonio. So where's home for me? You know, seriously, where would I consider home? Where am I most comfortable? Oftentimes, I think people consider home to be where they grew up. You know, obviously, wherever you spend the most time, that's easy to relate or to call home. And I think in my specific case, you know, obviously it sounds like I spent the most time in Texas and I do consider Texas to be home. But why? Why is Texas home for me? Because my family's here. I have family all throughout the country because I spent the most time here. And I think that is the question. How do we determine where home is? I also call home New Jersey. That's where a lot of my extended family is. My father's side of the family mainly resides in New Jersey all throughout the state. And whenever I do go to Jersey, I call it home. But is that because I went to college or prep school out there? Or is it due to the family members I have there that give me the welcome feeling, the open love, the greetings, the extended invitations to stay as long as I want? Is that why I consider New Jersey to be home at times? So I wanted to challenge all of us especially during the holiday season, because I know most of us are traveling to see family members, loved ones, or may even be staying at home and loved ones are coming to you. But what is it about your said location that makes it home? I think for me personally, coming back to Dallas is easy to call home because I know all of my brothers are home. Their wives and fiancés are here, even both of my dogs. So it's inviting. But I also want to challenge us to not limit ourselves to having home at one location. Many times adversity or obstacles or even occupations can cause us to leave and to go into unfamiliar territory. And that doesn't mean we can no longer make these new locations home. You know, I think obviously as humans, we fear the unknown. So anything that we're not familiar with, it's easy to fear. So I want to challenge those of you who are in a new environment, in a new location, starting a new career, starting a new endeavor in life in an unfamiliar location. I salute you. And I salute you, one, for taking a step out of your comfort zone. But also, I salute you for challenging yourself to find a new home. I respect that. And I want to give a special shout out to those young entrepreneurs, those older individuals who may find themselves, quote unquote, in a new home or a new environment or with a new family. I salute you. For those who are where is considered to be home, I want to challenge you to extend yourself to someone whom you know is in a new environment and to try to make them feel welcome, to try to make them feel at home, whatever that may be. You never know what people are going through in their personal lives. So I want to challenge everyone during this holiday season to try to extend themselves to someone whom is in a new environment, to try to make them feel at home. Maybe, you know, it's a cup of coffee or giving them a hug or saying happy holidays. It could be that simple, you know, and you could change someone's whole perspective of their new location and what they're now considering to be home. So, you know, anyone who is in a comfortable environment, I'm going to challenge you to also step out of your comfort zone and extend what you feel to be home to someone else whom is unfamiliar, who is now making this new location their home. What could you do to make them feel at home? That was a tongue twister. But again, you know, I think that's kind of what the holidays are about, sharing that season love, the season greetings, and obviously extending yourself to those whom may not be in need, but are in unfamiliar territories. So that's all I really have for you all today. As you know, it's just a holiday special, so this is not considered an episode, but just a short little clip to get you all thinking, to stay relevant, and just to, again, share the season love. Again, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas to all. I hope everyone's enjoying this special time of the year. And again, I just wanted to throw a quick reminder about our anonymous donor who's willing to match up to $500. We already have a few donations, but, you know, again, anything counts. Jigga Man and I are extremely thankful, grateful for whomever is giving. And again, you know, we also understand if you cannot, but please continue to share the episodes, continue to listen. And hey, that's a good enough gift for Jigga Man and I. So with that being said, this season's special is over. Again, Merry Christmas. I hope everyone's having safe travels, enjoying their loved ones, mentally preparing themselves for the new year. And your boy Mookie Mel is out. Peace.
Peace to you too, sir, Mr. Mookie. Hey. So, people, that was Holiday Special 2 of 2. We really hope you enjoyed them. This home episode, I like personally just because, you know, I've definitely lived around and I even call New Jersey home, even though I live in Northern California. So I think it's a fun topic to talk about. Like, what do we consider home? Is it where the heart is? Is it where we live? Is it where we grew up? That's great, man. So props to you, Miles. I'm just going to reiterate what I was saying yesterday. Happy holidays. We love the support. Thank you again for returning. That's about it. I just wanted to add my 2 cents in. Miles, again, thank you. Audience, have a good day. Happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, all that. Enjoy your weeks. Also, please, people, be safe on New Year's. Please be safe. then again, enjoy it. And happy 2018. Alrighty. Jay's out of here. Mookie Mel Show is out of here. Skeezer. Spend time with your family.